Double Slayer Podcast, where we provide you strategies, opportunities, and ideas to take your business, your money, and your mindset to the next level. I am your host, Crystal Lauren, and let's get into this episode. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Next Level Slayer Podcast. I am your host, Crystal Lauren, and in today's episode, we are talking about I'm going to give you some tips on how to overcome showcasing your personal brand. Showcasing your personal brand can be hard for you if you fear putting yourself on camera, if you fear speaking to an audience, if you fear being in front of people. You get stuck and you won't put out content that is personal to you, your brand. And this can prevent us from going to the next level in our business when we have this fear. This is something I'm all too familiar with. And growing up, I was taunted and teased. It led me to having low self-esteem for many years, especially as a teenager and adolescent. I had low self-esteem. But what I did to overcome the fear of putting myself out there when I became an entrepreneur, because of the lack of confidence I had, I still put myself out there anyway. And what I did to do that is do something that I felt good about doing, something that was my sweet spot, something that I was passionate about. So if that is something that you want to learn how to do, is overcome the fear of showcasing your personal brand, then you definitely want to tune into this episode and get some tips on how you can make that happen. So are you ready? Well, this episode is brought to you by the Next Level Slayer Society. The Next Level Slayer Society is a community that I have just launched, where I am providing strategies, tips, ideas that will take your business to the next level when it comes to building influence to build influence with confidence by showcasing your personal brand, ways that you can do that. So if you're interested in getting some tips and strategies from me to help you do that, then make sure you check out how to do that. The link to check it out will be in the show notes of this episode. So let's get into the episode. Are you ready? Here we go. Hello and welcome back to the Next Level Slayer Podcast. So I have some tips for you if you have fear of showcasing your personal brand. And what do I mean by showcasing your personal brand? Well, showcasing your personal brand is not just posting images of your product or quotes. Your personal brand is you. Images of your product or service is your business brand, but your personal brand is all about you. What do people get to learn about you? The way you talk, the way you move, the way you think, that is your personal brand, and you want to intertwine your personal brand with your business brand. People love to buy from people that they can relate to. So sometimes we fear putting ourselves in front of a camera or speaking in public or online, doing a podcast or whatever it is that you are thinking about doing, but you have a fear that you're not going to sound right, you're not going to look right. You have that fear. So I want to give you a tip on how to overcome it. This is something that I've had to do through my years of having low self-esteem as a teenager. I had low self-esteem and I started doing talent shows with friends, talent shows in the neighborhood. Although I was getting picked on every day, I still did it. And then from there, low self-esteem as an adolescent, I did wrote poetry. I wrote about how I felt. I was able to write. God gifted me to be creative. So my creativity is my secret sauce. It is my sweet spot. So anything that involves being creative, I'm able to do that with ease. So I put myself out there by doing open mics and performing my poetry and at events, winning contests for my poetry. That built my confidence. So you first have to do something that, if your business, if you're not confident enough to share information on your business, then you can be comfortable to share information about yourself, something that you love talking about, something that sets you on fire, something that gives you passion, something that makes you feel good, something that makes you want to talk about, discuss, makes you mad, gives you some type of emotion that you know that people will want to hear. So start there by connecting with people that do podcasts in the arena. Say, for instance, your business is a fashion boutique, but you love talking about men and women relationships, or you love talking about wine tasting, or you love talking about traveling, or you love talking about children and how to raise them, or whatever it may be. You have something that you can talk about and really dig deep in. Start intermingling in those arenas to get your confidence level up. When you can talk really well about areas outside of your business, your personal life, that's why everyone says share your story. Because when you share your story, it's easy to share your story. It's easy for me to share my story about how I grew up and my journey in life. It's easy for me to do that. And it may be easy for you to do that. But it may be hard for you to talk about how to conduct your business, how to wear this outfit with something, or why somebody should buy this dress, or why should somebody use you as a coach. That might be hard for you to communicate, but something else might be easy. And that is the thing you want to start first communicating when you're trying to build up your confidence. Once you do that, your confidence is building each time you put yourself out there, then you can start easing into subject matters that in relation to your business. So that is one tip that I have. I'm going to come to you with another tip right after this commercial. All right, I am back. Now, tip number two to overcome the fear of showcasing your brand. Now, showcasing your brand is not just, like I said, simply posting images, but creating content, visual content, or audio content like a podcast or a video, a YouTube video, or an Instagram reel, something that can show you personally. And another tip is to use technology that will allow you to be creative. So learning how to use Canva, for example, to create a video. You can, in Canva, you can create a video and record yourself talking. So let's, for example, let's say you want to give some type of tip in relation to your business, then you give a 1 minute tip. You don't have to show your face in this video that you create on Canva, or not even a video reel. There's a couple of ways you can do this. You can do presentation mode, or you can create a video. Presentation mode, you're doing different slides, and then you can speak on each slide. So that gives you an opportunity to have something written that you can read and speak and record yourself doing to make it look like a video. You're able to do that on Canva. So learning about technology that is out there that can make creating video content easier or audio content easier, you know, like speaking in this podcast, you can record yourself speaking and create like a little few minutes of audio, add some music to it, add some images. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do. And learning how to do that will boost up your confidence because you have all of this other stuff, visuals going on as you speak that will bring attention away from you speaking and more into the visual that you're showing. So when you're doing a podcast, people hear you. You can post it on YouTube. Like when I finish my podcast, I make them for YouTube as well. Or I take out snippets of it and I post it on social media. So learning technology that can take your content to the next level on what you're speaking on is a way to showcase it. A blog, writing a blog, you can showcase yourself in a blog just by writing, but you can also create something within the blog that talks about you, talks about something, brings a little bit of personality into the blog as well. Creating videos to put in the blog. Some people put just images. I like putting video images in my blog where they're only like a few seconds long. Like I said, there's many things that you can do. And if you don't know how to do those things, you say, I would love to do that, but how do you do it? I don't know where to go to learn how to do it. Well, in the Next Level Slayer Society, that is something that I share with the community. And there is things and tricks that you can use that you can put together to showcase your personal brand and then intertwine that with your business. So learning how to do that along with talking about something that you love to do outside, a little outside of your business, will build up your confidence because you make your content look like you really got it going on, you really know what you're doing. And then when you're talking about things that you really love and you know what you're talking about, that builds up your confidence and people are really enjoying that content, then it makes you feel a little bit comfortable with sharing a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. So the more you do it, the more comfortable, the more people will come to you to hear what you have to say, and that will build up your confidence. So for me, each and every time I did something that made people look at me more, even though I had low self-esteem, but they liked what I did, the more it made me want to do more, the more confidence I got to say, you know what, now I want to do this. First I was writing poetry, now I want to paint. Now I'm going to put my artwork and enter them into art galleries. I'm going to do that next. So it took me to the next level, the more confident I got on each level. So now with my business, I feel good about talking to people on a YouTube channel. I feel good about talking on this podcast. I feel really naturally good about it. I don't have as low self-esteem like I used to. I overcame all of that. And if you do have a confidence issue, this is a way to work through your confidence issues, is by focusing on your sweet spot, what you're passionate about, what you love, what people love about you. Start focusing in on those areas and then start going diving into other areas that you might not be so comfortable with. So take it one step at a time. You can do it. I know you can. Let's go to the next level, guys. So that is it. That is all for this episode. I hope those tips were helpful to you. But if you want more tips, check out nextlevelslayersociety.com. I have a community that I just started. And like I said, I'm going to be pouring out information on different things like this and technologies you can use, how to start a podcast. I have a course on how to start a blog and how to create videos without showing your face, and I have a free Canva course that you can take. It's like loads of things that I can offer, and within the community, as it grows, then you can use the community to help you build your confidence by sharing your content and getting critiques. I know I used to hate getting critiqued. I still kind of do sometimes, but you want to be able to bounce off what you want to do with somebody instead of doing nothing. So that's it. That's all. If you like this content, make sure you tune in to this podcast every Wednesday and follow me on Instagram at Next Level Slayer. Follow me on where else am I? YouTube, Crystal Lauren at Next Level Slayer. If you go to my website, crystallaurenenterprises.com, that's where you'll be able to get access to me and what I do. You can listen to this podcast there as well. And yeah, till next time, I see you on the next level. Will you be there? I hope so. Bye-bye.